Blog Talk Radio.
You know, that song has very personal meaning to me right now. And Corey, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it has personal meaning to me all the time because, you know, I like to dance. That's a dance song right there. That is
more
to work all the,
for me.
Yeah, that is all work all the curves that I have that these Victoria's Secret girls don't. What is going on with the Victoria's Secret thing?
I do not know.
They hired skeletons.
Don't
you know? Bones are in.
This is so sad. They seriously need to eat something.
Yeah, and they influence the, you know, the real life girls in a lot of Second Life that we play in a lot of games, you know.
Oh my God, yes.
Much as we hate to admit that they influence the, but that's part of, man.
They really do.
They're not even haute couture, so they don't have a reason to be skinny. Usually the haute couture, because it's art, that's what haute couture is, for those of you who know, and that's why I love it so much. It's over the top. It's artistic. And sometimes they require those girls to be thin, because sometimes you got to wrap some, you know, saran wrap around a certain part and
and roll with it, yeah.
Yeah, and work. And then, you know, it's part of the dress. But this has no bearing. I don't understand why Victoria's Secret hasn't embraced the rest of the world is already coming along, because, you know, like in Greece and a couple other places, they don't allow girls that look like that on the runway anymore.
Nope.
They want
them. Good for them. And I want to say Brazil's past the same thing.
Yeah, they don't. They like, if you under a certain count.
Have you seen Brazilian women? Their women got curves, let me tell you.
Yes.
They're hot.
So I don't understand why Victoria's Secret hasn't at least come out with a. They have stuff for bigger, the bigger, curvier girls. They just don't put them on the runway. But back in Tyra Banks' day, though,
have that shit in the storage. You have to go in and be like, my tits won't fit in this bra. Yeah, we're going to have to special order your size. And that's exactly what they do when you walk in the store. Man, bitch, please, I could crack you in half with my thighs.
Jeez,
right there.
I
had a little bitter moment. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not even bitter, because on one hand, I know some girls out there, they can't help but that they're thin. They can't gain weight even if they wanted to.
No. It is not the fact that they are thin that makes me bitter. It's the fact that they look at me like I'm some nasty bitch just because I got curves. I want to be like, girl, have a fucking cheeseburger and then talk to me. Okay.
We're women who like to eat. We like to enjoy food. We like life. Thank you.
Damn sure no, I do. Anyway, you're listening to Pixity, so we got a whole bunch of.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were this.
We'll be back and forth with this one, because in case you didn't realize, the Victoria's Secret fashion show is going on at the same time as this, so we're kind of flipping back and forth, because I'm concerned when I looked over and I saw the change, because like I said, during the Tyra Banks, Cindy Crawford, those days, they actually, Victoria's Secret was about the women with curves, and that was why a lot of guys liked it.
Seriously, men, if any of y'all are listening, y'all happen to be in the chat room or going to get in the chat room, let us know. Do you like your women this thin? I mean, really, if you're going to, you know, it's a night show. If you're going to fuck a chick,
get your friends.
No offense. But from my experience, skinny people, skinny guys, don't know what they're doing, usually.
Oh.
And it's no fun. They leave bruises. Now, you get these bigger guys, but they know what they're doing. They know where all the parts are, and they know how to hit them and what order.
I happen to like bruises. Thank you very much. Now, okay.
Bruises are fine and dandy, but when I have, you know, imprints from your hip bones.
Yeah. I've actually had that happen, literally, in real life. I had bruises on my ass from hip bones. It was not a good thing.
I was like, really?
Really?
See, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I want to make this clear because I don't want to have anything against our thinner people, because we have a couple people I know. You're eating, you can't gain the weight. My issue is Victoria's Secret needs to embrace all women's bodies, not just the little skinny girls with the bones, and embrace a healthy body image no matter what size you are. And I think I'm also angry because remember when Lane Bryant did the whole commercial with the curvy girls, and it wasn't that women were angry. Mm-hmm. It was somebody else. The networks were saying we didn't want to see that during Super Bowl. You know, it wasn't anybody. You know, real people were not complaining.
Yeah,
and they pulled the ad. Was too much. It's too sexy. How is it too sexy? So the skinny girls are showing the same amount of skin, and they're not. that wasn't too sexy. So you've already admitted it. Skinny girls.
That's true, man. You see a nice curvy hourglass chick. And barely nothing. All you think about, the first thing on your mind is sex. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sex. And we're not talking like that boring sex. We're talking, there's going to be sweat and grunts and everything going
girl,
on. We're talking sex, hair pulling. Hot.
Girl, I'm about to hurt you.
She is taking it far today, Asia, and it ain't even me. It's not even me today. All right.
No,
well,
I'm just talking about her. I'm talking about that's what the guy's thinking. I'm agreeing with her because I want to hear that. You know, I want to hear that, girl. I'm about to hurt you.
I've had that actually said to me a couple of times, and I was like, okay.
You don't get
thing.
That when
no.
you're a skinny chick, because he is scared he's going to hurt you.
Yeah, he's scared he's going to break you in half. Hang on, let me talk real quick. I know it's hard to hear me on the damn phone. By the way, I'm on a phone because my mic's still messed up. I got nothing wrong. I got nothing against skinny people. I mean, you know, I've dated skinny people. My best friends were skinny people. I have nothing wrong with them because they eat. They're like, damn, I can't gain weight. I want your boobs. Like, I want your boobs. I want your ass. I cannot gain weight. It's pissing me off. The ones that get on my nerves are the ones who sit there and judge me based on their own body image. You know, I'm like, bitch, don't be judging me based on your own insecurities. Okay, keep that over there. I'm happy. Leave me alone.
Is it bad that I don't want to go through life thinking, you know, how many calories have I had today?
Yeah,
I don't
want to
count calories. I want to eat.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, to be healthy, you should, because, you know, not being overweight is not good either.
It's not about counting calories, man. It's about making good choices. Like me, if I'm in my house, and I've got a bowl of fruit beside a bunch of cookies, which one do you think I'm going to choose first?
I'm personally going to eat both of them, motherfuckers, honestly. But, man, I'm going to mix them together.
No. Notice I said first. I'm going to vote for the fruit first because the fruit is tastier to me. It's better to me. I enjoy it more.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm going to eat both of them, and I'm going to mix them together. I'm going to put the fruit on top of the cookie because I have bad taste. I have crazy taste buds. Y'all know this. You all have seen me eat. Snow has seen me eat. Ginger has seen some of the stuff I eat. What the fuck is that you putting on your plate? I'm mixing some syrup with this spicy rice. Why?
Yes, I've seen her eat. We went to Olive Garden, and I went, what the hell are you eating?
Well, guess more of what I'm talking about is they show these Hollywood actresses whatnot. Oh, yeah, I'm eating as they're walking around drinking this green goo. And it's like, that's disgusting. That's not food. That's not food.
That's like algae. I mean, what?
Yeah.
You're drinking algae.
That's not food.
I'm not talking. Y'all are getting into what they're eating. I don't care what you eat. My thing is this. I need to see all women represented because we're all different sizes and shapes. The company that does this the best is Fruit of the Loom. Have y'all seen the commercial for the Fruit of the Loom?
Yes.
Ginger probably hasn't because she doesn't watch TV. Mm-hmm. But maybe during the show we may grab it so you can run it and see it because that was one of the most beautiful commercials I've ever seen. Brought a tear to my eye.
Cheeseburger. Oh, my God. You see the girl on that show right now.
The whole commercial, Miss Ginger, is women of all sizes, shapes, and colors, and they're talking about a poem. They're saying a poem, and they're talking about their size, you know, their legs and their, you know, at the end of their little segment, they'll say, I'm flawless. And they go from the smallest, the skinniest little chick all the way to a very curvy woman. And hers is my favorite because she says, I can't imagine how your embrace could be any warmer on a 20-inch waist. I'm flawless. And then that's when they come in, you know, the little Fruit of the Loom guys come in singing their little song. So they do a good job of it. You know what, Fruit of the Loom, why don't you have a underwear fashion show? That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
I want to see you do something like that. And their underwear is pretty. Okay. I like the little
note, note to models, if we can see your entire collarbone from your shoulder to your neck, you need to eat a few pies. And I'm not talking about hair pies. I'm talking about real, like, blueberry apple pies.
They need to be. They need to be healthy. The one model
they
that do. I have seen, Anne, which is our favorite from Top Model, she's like almost 7 feet tall. Now she eats, but of course she's so tall.
Look at the knock knee.
Yeah, but she's so tall she can't. The thing that worries me here is, okay, if this is their natural body weight, I'm fine. The problem is that once you start to get older, your body chemistry starts to change and they start to gain weight. Then it becomes a, I'm going to throw up and I'm going to cut out calories type of thing instead of just, you know, saying, you know what, I'm older, my metabolism is going to work differently. I saw Christy Brinkley today. Do you all know who she is, Christy Brinkley? She's like a model from like the 70s.
Of course.
And she's still the same size and she looks healthy. Her face is all full because she's gotten older. So the face is fuller, but she, you know, you can tell she just stayed healthy. And her skin, she still looks like she's a teenager. She makes me fucking sick. I hate you, Christy Brinkley, you 60-year-old
Why?
Beautiful bitch. she's gorgeous. And we know she eats because she's talking about, yeah, I had a fry. Something she was saying, she said, I had some fries and a cheeseburger and a shake. I was like, damn. Christy eats. But anyway, partially why we're here. The other thing we were going to talk about this evening before the time gets away from us is post-apocalyptic geek wear. Ginger, where is your screen at? Oh, there we go. Okay. So, who found this one? Was this mine?
No, it might be yours. I don't know.
That was mine. I know that was mine. I was making sure we didn't pull the same ones because every once in a while we'll pull out the same one.
I found an entire Pinterest page on this shit, and it all looks awesome, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Great. This one here is from some movies, obviously. So they're saying, yeah, this is what you're going to be needing to wear. I kind of like this look. It kind of looks practical in a way. It looks like something you'd have on, or at least something I would wear. It's a dress, so it keeps the goodies cool, because us girls know, guys, y'all may not want to hear this. Cover your ears. Yeah, we do sweat.
Yes, we do. All right, guys, but we do.
Yeah, it's hot.
The skirt gives free movement.
Yeah, it's cool. You got your boots so you can walk normal.
Mm-hmm. Climb what you need to, get into what you need to.
The shirt was already ripped from somebody escaping from the zombie, so you might as well wear it. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's nice.
Goggles, got your little
I'm not sure about the hair, but hey.
Yeah, that's after not combing it for a few months. You gotta fix it. You gotta fashion it into some kind of style. So
that's true. That's true.
In a style you don't have to comb. It can be cut easily if it needs to.
And I like her little fanny pack. It's on either side, not the front.
And is that a marshmallow thing?
I don't know what that is, but if that's a marshmallow chick, you burnt that.
It's not a marshmallow. It's some kind of tool, I think. Well, maybe it is a marshmallow. I don't know.
It looks like a marshmallow.
I don't know. And, of course, know that there's the dune buggy that you're going to need to get away.
I don't know that we're going to have any dune buggies. I think that's a movie thing. So this right, that right, that picture, the clothes, yeah, we could probably find. Now, this right here, not practical.
Mm-mm.
That
no,
is
those
not,
boots,
no.
No, no. Those are going to be hot. Your feet are going to sweat. That, no. That is pantyhose ripped up. They're not going to do any good. Skirt ripped up. Not going to do any good.
I'm looking at the midriff.
That is not a top.
When the zombie goes for you, he's going to right in the belly. What?
Yes, exactly. That's
so
all you need. More
this
exposure.
This is what not to wear. Yeah,
that's kind of like, okay, you know how you see the models running around in these just god-awful outfits, and they say, well, this is high fashion. This is post-apocalyptic
high fashion.
Look,
that's what you wear at the, you know, when y'all having a bonfire and you're sure that the city that you're in is safe, and then you bust that out because there's this guy that you ran into that's kind of hot, and you're like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, and you want to have these little babies with three arms.
Oh, there will be no babies in the apocalypse. Condoms will be free. I'm going to need y'all to understand that. See, now this right here is actually practical.
That's badass.
But that's like leather. God, do you know how much you'd be sweating?
No, that is not leather. Whew.
And I
like what's inside of it, too. Damn, look at that ass. Hello.
got a little small cute booty. That is faux leather. I have some pants like that. They're stretchy. They look leather, but they're not. They're actually cotton.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
And they are. They breathe really well. I've had some of those.
Yeah, now the jacket is leather.
Yeah,
but and I would wear that because you know what, zombies gonna have a little bit of a time biting through the leather.
Mm-hmm. I like that she's got the mask, so mm-hmm. less chance of her getting any fluids anywhere.
Yes, this is what we've been talking about. When I watch Walking Dead, close your mouth. That's why you're fighting. You don't need to scream. Stuff is biting you, and you're screaming, and it flies in the mouth. Next thing you know,
you're a zombie. I like that, you know, got the headphones on so you can hear what other people are saying, maybe.
Yeah. Assuming that stuff works.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like her eyes in this one. Oh, look at those lashes. Man, she's got some long fake lashes on.
Who? This one here?
I've never really liked a gas mask, but they might be. I'm not even talking about a zombie apocalypse. I'm talking about apocalypse in general. You seriously
don't like
might need a gas mask.
What the?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
I don't like gas masks in general. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm
not that kind.
No, I don't need something hanging off the end of my face. Okay, this right here.
What the hell are they wearing?
That's kind of practical.
It is. It looks messed up, but it's practical.
Like some kind of chain mail. You got the thing around your head, so it's going to, you know.
It needs to be chain mail if it ain't.
Love. Completely covered head to toe.
I don't know about the bottom with the sparkly shoes. Are those sparkly shoes? I don't think you need
chain mail. I think they're metal. They're metal on the shoes. Yes. I don't.
That good idea. Maybe.
The top half, maybe the bottom half looks like some sort of deranged Renaissance man.
These shoes are just not practical whatsoever. I'm sorry.
Well, if it has mail on it, maybe, because you might be able to kick. You know.
Yeah, but I
looks like some kind of deranged Renaissance man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at the Renaissance when the zombie broke out. The apocalypse.
Does.
Okay.
Open chest, not good.
Guys, same for you. You need to close it up. You should have on a chainmail shirt underneath. And I like the hood. I don't like it, but I like it. At least no bites on the neck, no mm-hmm. shoulder bites. I've been watching too much Walking Dead. No, nothing is going to be biting me anywhere. One of the scientists on The Walking Dead actually, and I wish I could find a picture, I was looking for it, has a sleeve that he made just for when they would go out to hunt because the zombies tend to grab and bite on the arm.
Yep.
And when they went to bite him, and they were, of course the guys are laughing at him saying, why are you keep wearing those stupid sleeves? And when the one zombie went to bite him, he's like, this is why. You see this here? She's not getting through. Not kill her. Yeah, so yeah, I would want something on my arms and my hands and covered before I go out to fight. You'll have to be ready when this time comes. You're not going to be, it's not going to be on TV when you're running around like Walking Dead and, you know, you don't have any protection on. You better cover up. Anything mm-hmm. get in the eyes, the mouth, the ears, just cover it all up.
True story.
Hot, but hey, you better be hot and alive.
I mean, like that chick that we were reading about earlier, her brain goo was oozing out her nose.
Stop it! She keeps talking about that! Okay, I don't know what the purpose of this is.
I think they were just making fun. I don't know.
Do you need to take the food to your head so that you can eat it? I'm serious.
No, it's some kind of protest, but I never understood exactly what it meant.
I don't know either. If anybody else knows, let us know.
It seems to me like you about to get eaten. That's what it looked like to me.
Bread on your... You know what? Sandwich.
Maybe it's just some kind of insult to, like, somebody. You're a breadhead. I don't know what that would mean. You know? I mean, what does that mean exactly? You're a breadhead. Okay. Thanks. Maybe.
I don't get it. Okay, take it down, Ginger. This is disturbing me with that bread on his head. It's really disturbing me. She ain't scroll down. How's she going to close the page? All right, Ginger.
Well, that was it for that page, so I'm going to open up one of y'all's links.
Okay.
Pull up her Pinterest.
Yeah, pull up her Pinterest.
I'm telling you, there is some awesome shit on here. You got high fashion and actually usable stuff.
Pull up her Pinterest. Her Pinterest.
My Pinterest.
And you love people who can't say and they say paint. I'm going to paint you.
I'm going to paint you. By the way, for those of you that don't know, we're talking about using something called Join Me. It's a service that we use to help you see what we're looking at because it gets really confusing if you don't know what the hell we're talking about. So you can actually find that. I think, did you tweet it, Corey?
I did tweet it, yes.
Okay, it's been tweeted. Or you can come in. don't say that. Or you can come into the chat room. It's been posted there, so that's what we're using if you want to know what we're talking about.
I think that's going to, I brought a new line from, what was that movie Justin Timberlake did with Mila Kunis, Friends of Benefits?
Yeah.
The character that plays her mother has my new phrase. She says, I didn't mean to twat block you. I'm going to go ahead and leave. I was like, oh my God, I love it.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Love it.
Now, some of the stuff obviously is more akin to Mad Max. Like the middle one, go the right beside the shirt, to the left of the shirt.
Right
that
there,
one.
Yeah. Exactly which one
you
were talking
about. That's more akin to Mad Max than anything, but I could definitely see how that would be used in a post-apocalyptic realm, especially if women are considered more of an object-type thing, because she ain't wearing much.
Mm-mm.
Well,
not at all.
But she's rocking the gun. She's rocking the gun. So you go ahead.
Well, you got to if you're going to dress like that, because, like you said, if you're out in the wastelands or wherever we are, somebody, you know, you're going to have those types. That are going to look at you and be like, you've not dressed. Girl, that's a nice leather skirt you're wearing. And then, you know, you need to be able to pull the gun out and say, well, guess what, bitch, if you touch me, you're going to be wearing a skirt.
Wait for it. Victoria's Secret is talking about food.
Food?
Yeah,
look,
and
they are
on there right now.
Okay, see that model dress? She's way too thin, okay? But I love the dress. The one on the left?
Yeah, that's a beautiful dress, but damn.
She needs a little more. She needs to take off the shoulder pads. The shoulder pads are making it look worse than what it actually is when they show her again. Yeah, the shoulder pads have got
to. If you can see the full outline of the shoulder pad.
I know what that is, but I don't remember.
If you can see the full outline of the shoulder pad on your shoulder, you're too thin. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And she has, like, no tits whatsoever. Poor baby. Okay, sorry.
I know. What's still, guys? I mean, seriously, y'all want these super thin, I mean, like, rail thin chicks, but then they have no boobs. None whatsoever. What the hell?
I just don't like it. The shoulder pads, she's thin. You may not be able to help that if you're going to wear that dress, but make sure you at least own the thin. The shoulder pads you didn't need. She should have just left them
right off.
They look horrible. They really take away from
her. They're wider than her body. Your shoulder pads should never be wider than your body.
Yeah.
Seriously, they poke out. Look at that shit. That should not happen. That should not happen.
Who designed that and thought that was pretty? Who designed and thought that was pretty?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
But that is not attractive. Anyway, back to Pinterest. I just thought I wanted to mention that.
Pinterest. There we go.
Roll with it, Ginger. Roll with it.
Working on it. How do I close it?
Click to the side, please. Click to the side.
Let's close that one.
Okay, you know what one I like? The one right below that. That is me. That is actually my, speaking of City of Heroes closing. That was my outfit.
This is Angelina Jolie. Well, this is
actually
in that one.
When I saw that cord, I thought of you.
Yeah, that's exactly what my outfit was in City of Heroes, my Gaminatrix avatar. That's exactly what she wore, and the bra was orange, and I had orange tassels on the shoulders, you know, like a general.
Yep.
With the same hat, eye patch, and everything. This was me. I miss my girl.
No.
All right. Click off to the side. Let me show you one I like as soon as I can find it. Ginger, that's you. Ginger, this is you. The one with the spiky hair?
Yeah, that is her.
Is this one?
Yep.
That is you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Rawr. Oh, yeah. See, she goes, rawr. It looks like that's exactly what she's saying, rawr.
Yep.
Oh, look at the guns.
That's Ginger.
Look at the guns.
Yep.
Dual guns. Twin guns.
Ginger, we're about to go make a run for some food. I got it.
Uh-huh, that's hot.
And now look, she's a thin chick, but you can actually see she's got some meat on her bone. Her thighs are wider than you would see a model, and that's hot. She's got hips on her. You can see a little bit of a pooch on the hip. That's hot. She's got a little bit of a belly. That's hot. I mean, this girl, she's got a little bit of meat on her bones. That's cute. I like that.
She looks like Christina Applegate from way back in the day.
Yes. But she doesn't look like it's something that she has to, like, stress over. It looks natural.
She looks like she'd be the chick that dresses like that so that somebody would come talk to her, so that she could shoot them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of scared of her and attracted to her all at the same time.
Kind of come talk to me, just bring your wallet first.
All right, let me see if I can find the one I liked. Hold on. There's one on here that looked like me.
That one edge to the left with the dress laying against the wall, because
yes,
I like that one too.
Yes, that one is me right there. Go up.
Whoa.
Go up.
Right here?
No, what is wrong with you?
That's Ginger Click. That's how she, you know, but you know what she got on? You know what she has on works, okay?
Right?
Girls with the big jumblies gotta save yourself too. But you need to cover
yeah.
up the cover up them cover
oh,
them up.
She's got the
yeah, the fembot.
Yeah, that
yes.
kind of makes me giggle. The little things coming off of her boobs, and she needs to have some more on her bottom because that's
to cover
just yeah. You need to. If she had some pants on, that would be perfect, except for the pointy things on her tits. Anyway, click out of this. Go to the left and go up. Left. That
one.
That's
that
me.
One? That's what I said.
Uh-huh.
You said no.
I said yes.
Oh, that is hot.
I like that myself. We maybe would fight over that dress during the apocalypse.
That's all right.
There's zombies around, of course.
Well, and her boobs are hanging out of that one, too, so.
Yeah,
well,
that's what she's wearing.
Again.
She's wearing an underbust corset with boobs.
That's exactly why
yep.
we would fight. I'd be like, bitch, it's my night to wear the corset. You wore when we was at the last town.
I'll be like, but you ain't got the tits to fill it out.
Look here, woman, sit up, put it tight. I don't need to breathe. The air is infested anyway. Sit it up.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I like that. And look at the platform boots.
Yeah, that's another reason I would wear it, because I love them platform shoes, let me tell you. Corey, did you see my boots?
No, you did not show me.
Girl, I should have showed you my boots.
You did not show me your boots, because I would have made you wear them.
They're hot. They're platform boots, like knee-high. They do have zippers on the sides of them, and they lace up. But the zippers are just for easy access, because you can get the laces as tight as you want. You just zip, 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 and then have them unlace all that shit. Because let me tell you, I had lace ups before. That is a pain in the ass to do.
That's
let
why
me tell
you take them off. You don't need to walk in them, and you don't need to take them off either. Work.
Work it. Work.
Okay, again, that's for in town. Okay, so
yeah,
we
that's
figured
for,
out.
Yeah, that's for when you want to show off for your man.
Oh, that's right.
There's one
me.
On here.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Mm.
I can
yeah.
so totally see Corey running around
yeah.
a desert
see,
somewhere on a,
oh,
like a motorcycle
like,
or something.
What, bitch?
On the desert in
work.
Town.
Mm-hmm.
Look, in
yes.
town and pose just
yes.
like that when I come in. When it's dinner time, we come to the town to visit? Yes.
That's hot.
You'd be how to get all these buckles off you. Work around them.
And, you know, and Corey wears these frilly things, too, inside Second Life. And she, oh, my God, the thought.
He does. I can't stand it, personally.
You know what? This looks like there was some designer back in Netherlands or Norway or somewhere a long time ago that used to make clothes out of recyclable tires and trash bags and things. That's what this looks like. And their stuff looked like this. I wonder if this is them. I can't remember the name of their designs, but very pretty stuff. If that's the case, that's good for the apocalyptic wasteland, because all you need to do is get you some nice trash bags and some old belts and do it up.
See, now here we go.
Yeah.
Covered
now
up.
That,
we got jackets.
Yeah.
We got dusters. We got knee pads.
You're dirty looking hot in the back. Mm-hmm.
Right? This actually kind of, when I'm looking at
cover
this,
all.
It's reminiscent.
Oh, God.
It's reminiscent of the show Firefly to me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Firefly is.
Yeah.
But he looks hot in the back. Him right there.
Doesn't he?
Girl, I would fight
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he does. Girl, we would all be fighting over him. Be like, grumble up in here.
I get them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You have Saturday and Sunday. Okay? Okay. See how the schedule
I mean, because look, boots. Oh, yeah, I like that. Dusters. We got your guns at the go. Oh, my God.
So, you know,
I'm sorry, coveralls.
He's going to make it. He's going to make it home.
That's easy access.
Right? And when he tells you, babe, I'm going out for a food run, you know he's going to come back because nothing's going to be able to bite through that leather.
Exactly.
Throw on some leather gloves. You're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Mm-mm-mm. We're all looking at the guy. Hey, there, what's your name? You know, after 5 or 6 months, the other two start to look good too. Hey there, what's your name?
Well, you know, Kamala's kind of, you know, make you guess, you know.
Did she really? Oh, my God.
What's in there, yo?
Oh, my God. Ginger. Ooh.
What are you hiding in there?
Come on, what you have
in
there?
I'm going to have to ask you to do something. Because, damn.
I can't help it.
All right, so the Victoria's Secret fashion show is on, and the pre-show is over.
Yeah, they won't let you see the actual show unless you watch NBC or whatever it's on. CBS.
No, CBS needs to let you watch with their ratings. They really need to just say, "Go ahead." Okay, this right here looks like the crazy chick that, you know, she survived the apocalypse, and she's just really not sure what's going on, and she just found stuff. And she comes up to you talking about the grapples, know your real name kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what this looks like. It's pretty. Don't get me wrong. This is some
without the weird skirt thing, I would wear that. I would actually rock that. The little ruffle panties, the corset, the ripped little shirt thing, the ripped tights, the big old boots.
Remember, this is the post-apocalypse, so the hoop skirt actually will protect your legs. Somebody got to try to, you know, grab you. By the time they try to reach to the skirt, you know, you can run or something.
I'm talking about going out to a club now. I would wear that.
No, well, I know you wear it now, but I'm saying in our show theme, it makes sense to have the hoop skirt over because you have to, if the zombies are trying to grab your legs, they have to actually reach through the skirt. And by that time, you realize something's going on and you can hopefully run or hit or stab in the head or something like that. But she still looks like the crazy chick that doesn't realize, girl, you could just put on some pants and eliminate all that hoop skirt business and be covered up. And the zombies won't be able to bite your legs.
What's the actress? What is it? Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter, yeah.
She kind of got an esque thing going on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Okay, now this one is awesome.
Which one?
Which one? That one?
Let me see if I can show it.
Oh, I like
you.
That.
Hang on.
I like that. Not practical, but I like.
Not what I wanted to show. Wait, I'm going to paste it to you. I scroll down.
I'm
going to
pause the screen one second.
That one looks like Ginger to me at work.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. We got the pants, we got the shoes, we got gloves, arm covers. Oh, I like that.
Now, yeah, I rather like that too.
That is nice.
It's like my hair when it has grown out and I have not combed it for a couple of days. Yeah. For a couple of weeks, actually. Yeah.
I like the goggles. I like the headphones. Oh, I like
you
that.
Should wear headphones because you got to cover your ears up, people.
Mm-hmm.
Things will bite.
That's very, very nice. I like that. I like that a lot. That is good. That's a good one.
I forgot how to make that in Second Life. You hear that? You hear the wheels turning?
Oh, you know it.
Uh-oh.
I think I found something for Corey.
What you got?
On
the screen.
This would be Corey's hunting outfit, I think. But you got to have a little style to go with your hunting.
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Next time it covers the golden boobs, just showing just a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have much boobs, so it won't really let me
know. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. And, well, see, you know what I have up there? It says, since I don't have much boobs, that's my secondary knife in case somebody get out of hand and they manage to disarm me. And they're like, I got you now. What you going to do? How about this? Stab, stab. You didn't see that there, did you?
I love her eyes.
See, you laughing, but I'm serious. Stab, stab. What you going to do now?
Oh, look at the little skull in her hair.
I got to have the skull on my hair. That's too much attention. But I would have the rest of it on. And, yeah, that disheveled hair because, again, we don't like combing our hair anywhere over here. During an apocalypse, there is no point.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is me at work. It's showing a bit more skin, but I'll be damned. With that rifle, ain't nothing getting close to me.
Okay, that's actually a hotness. And it actually works.
That.
That's when you do on a short run.
Yep.
Or, you know, you got some humans to tack real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Not zombies, but humans, because the humans going to be like, oh, you're hot. Yes, I am. So it's this bullet. Blam. Now put your supplies down. Yes, so put your supplies down.
And back away. Not slowly, quickly. Get your ass out of my sight.
Run, bitch, run.
No supplies. Run, bitch, run.
Look, and then you have to pose like that when they're running away, just like she's doing.
Yep.
See ya. Okay, wait a minute. I have...
Oh, wait, I want to point something out real quick. Check out the position of her hand on the rifle. Her finger is on the trigger.
Yes,
that's not...
Her finger is close to the trigger. That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Just in case. All right, go ahead and grab that one for me, because this is an example of what I don't want to see during the post-apocalypse. And I'm not going to say I never understood it, but it's something I always find funny about some sects of fashion. This is, everybody, of course, when I was looking for things that were post-apocalyptic, we're talking about the Hunger Games, okay? Which is kind of close to realistic if something happens soon. This is the stuff we'd actually be wearing. But what I don't like is, if you scroll down a little bit, as you get further down the page, who is going to be wearing this Pollyanna shit?
What?
Not me.
Scroll up just a little bit. The one that really got me, scroll up just a little bit. See this one here with the little white frilly shirt? No.
Mm-mm.
No. That, you know what I see wearing that? Zombies. I'm going to assume you're a zombie. It's okay. Sam! No, because no human would be wearing that during the apocalypse. You know, the bright colors.
Exactly.
Zombies like bright colors. Who's got a purse? Not that kind of purse, at least. I like the fanny pack thing. And these things right here, no, I will not be having lipstick.
Mm-mm. And heels, no, you gotta run. There's no way.
No. This is supposed to be modern fashion. It's talking about they're taking fashion for now based off of the Hunger Games.
Gotcha.
Show.
But we're applying it in the literal sense. Okay, you're in the literal sense. You're not going to have. You're not even going to probably be carrying heels around. Even you know, we're saying when we're in town, I'd want to wear this. You know, once if we had little outposts and things.
No, I mean, I wouldn't even. What have if a zombie gets in?
Exactly. If a fight breaks out and I got on these high ass pink heels, you can't run in them. Ankles broke all up.
Oh, I know we gotta evacuate, but can we swing back home so I can, you know, grab my tissues?
The only thing I might have is some eyeliner, because that's good to keep the light, the reflection of the light, you know?
Exactly.
I might have some lipstick just for the, keep them from being chapped, but you can't have any colors. I just want some chapstick. This whole red dress business, it's gorgeous, but ain't going to happen.
Ooh, mm-mm. That ain't what I was looking at. I was looking at this.
You looking at what? What are you looking at?
That. Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Normally, I don't like dread. Yeah, normally I don't like dread, but he pulled that shit off.
Now, see, guys, that's how you do a post-apocalypse. At least, even though he doesn't have a shirt on underneath, he's got a nice little tie that's covering up the bare areas. He's got, you know, his hair's hopefully going to protect some of that, you know, from being bitten around the back. Got the goggles working. Yeah, that's quite nice. Yeah.
That's what a guy should look like when he goes on for a night on the town, see?
Well, not just out on town, when he goes hunting for zombies.
And out of town. It's like a multi-purpose outfit.
The multi-purpose zombie hunting. Okay, we are about to run out of time, ironically. We got
We got 6 minutes, yeah.
We got 6 minutes. So, wait a minute. Oh, I had one more that I actually just put up on a board that I created for this particular show, Post-Apocalyptic Geekwear, and I have not grabbed anything else. Hold on. Let me share mine if we can get to it. The air got to it. Okay, well, actually, this is up on my Pinterest as well, but Ginger May, if you would, kindly, share with the lovely folks. And I put this up with the joke of, you know, there will be lots of ripped T-shirts and things around. Might as well wear them. Put them to use. If you're industrious.
That's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
a... She's got a T-shirt on underneath it, too, but that's cute.
Yeah, she got a nude tee underneath. But if you want to throw something together while you're running from the zombies, you ain't got nothing to do at night, you know. Braid it up. Put a shirt on underneath. That's some ingenuity right there. You know, the shirt might be ripped up. You just grab one that's already ripped up and start braiding it all together. Do what you got to do. I can't sew, so this is right up my alley. I can braid some stuff together and crochet it and have a whole new outfit by the morning. Y'all get up and be like, is that what you had on before? Why, yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like the back.
Yeah, gorgeous. Again, all you need is to get your little knife out. You ain't got nothing to do at night. You can't watch TV. There's no internet. So you can take your T-shirt and make 5 or 6 different T-shirts. That girl is posing like nobody's business. Work, girl.
She is working it, man.
She's got the lean back, the stare. Mm-hmm.
And guys, look, she has arms. She has a little bit of belly. She's got curves. She's got boobs. This girl
looks like an ass. Damn, I like that ass. I'm sorry.
Scroll down, woman. Oh, you know what? I don't think there's anything after that. I don't think there's anything after that. This is actually up on Etsy and on my Pinterest page. If you want to check it out. I love that shirt. I love that. One of the last. And I had something else I was going to share. What happened to my other page?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. There it is. Okay, this is actually a whole gang of stuff. We got enough time to show this one. This is a whole Etsy page. If you want to just get yourself all ready together, that's there for Ginger. This has that shirt and a couple more out of the same things, which, again, if you got a T-shirt, it's all this is tie-dye and cut and then tie in knots.
That is nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That is cute. That is shit I would wear, like, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's real easy to make. And even, like I said, in a post-apocalypse, you probably will find a lot of T-shirts. They'll be dirty and nasty, which will just give it this whole look that you got going on here. You just cut and tie. It'll already probably be ripped or something because people will be fighting over shit and carrying on. That gas mask, I'm not down with. See, I know. I just want to wear me some tassels, too. I'm just going to get some tassels and just start wearing them.
Upcycled bicycle inner tube fringe wrap skirt.
That's hot.
They
call it fetish
hot.
Goth, fetish goth rocker faux leather vegan pop apocalyptic. That's how you do it. Why am I trying to click on Ginger screen?
I'm doing the same. I'm like, why is it not open? What? It's not. Yeah.
It's the thing. She got a little booty on her. And I do like.
I like
red
that
tights.
Booty. That's a nice booty.
I like the red tights, but again, not very post-apocalyptic friendly, little girl.
Look at the lace.
Lace. Is that a corset vest?
That's a corset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, lovely. Click on that next to it, please, because it's driving me crazy. That black thing right there. I need to see what that is. It's driving me nuts. Oh, Jason.
Now that's hot.
That right there is.
That is inner tubes from Tired.
I know. I do believe I have to have that.
You could make that for cheap. I mean, you could get the little studded thing at Walmart for, I think, like $15. Some tires, some of these old things, go to Craigslist. I'm sure people will give them to you.
Ginger, if you can make it, get on it.
Right?
So, see, that requires some sewing if you look around that ruffle. I cannot sew.
I'm going to learn how to sew.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time. We must say goodnight. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
To give you adieu. Au revoir. Tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey put the thing down in the news. Hopefully there won't be any penises or cocks or anything like that said.
She does it.
Phoenix!
I don't know how she is. Every morning.
It's like Tourette's. I can't help it.
Tourette's. Okay. And then tune in on Thursday and you'll catch the Rough Raw and Ready Show because, you know, we're always ready. Rawr. Anyway. That's it, boys and girls. Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that is how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
You better keep an eye on your boys, or knock 'em off track. Don't you play with those wicked little girls. Kiss the boys and make them crash. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. Don't let them be wicked little girls. We're coming to get them pussy white. You better keep an eye on your boys. Tight, double trouble every time we pass them by.
Some might say we're a wicked little girl.
I want to see the one with the ass out.
And the last day, ladies and gentlemen, during the apocalypse, leather is your friend. And good night, folks.
Oh, hot.